This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
A 10-year-old is still in critical condition following the shooting at a high school football game in South Jersey Friday night. Six people, including one man who was shot, are facing charges. More from WCBS's Steve Burns.
It was pure panic as gunshots interrupted the football game between the Camden Panthers and Pleasantville Greyhounds. Police say one of the suspects tried to run away, but he was caught by an officer near the end zone.
He initially gave a false identification. He was then identified as Alvin Wyatt, 31, of Atlantic City.
Pleasantville Police Captain Matt Hartman. Wyatt is facing the most serious charges, including three counts of attempted murder. Among those shot was a 10-year-old, a 15-year-old, and a 27-year-old. The 27-year-old was Wyatt's intended target, according to police. That man, Ibn Abdullah, is also facing weapons charges, along with four other men captured later that night.
The vicarious trauma that they placed upon the kids and students that were at that game will be untold.
Atlantic County Prosecutor Damon Tyner says it appears the shooting had nothing to do with the game or either school. He instead calls it petty vengeance among those involved. Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
Domestic violence led to a stabbing and a fire at a Staten Island home. Police say a man stabbed a woman three times, then started a fire on the second floor before jumping out of a window at the house in St. George. Authorities say they aren't sure if he was trying to escape or if he was trying to kill himself. The man suffered a fractured wrist. The woman took herself to a hospital. She is expected to survive. So far, no charges have been filed. Anyone with information is asked to call the NYPD's Crime Stoppers hotline. An off-duty NYPD officer who was killed in a crash on the FDR Drive was flying down the roadway. Video obtained by the Post shows a car zooming past other vehicles, skidding across three lanes and slamming into a concrete barrier beneath a pedestrian bridge near East 23rd Street. At about 2:30 Saturday morning, sparks could be seen across the road. Two passengers were thrown from the vehicle. This witness at the scene told ABC 7 he couldn't believe his eyes.
And I saw a car come out of nowhere and hit the middle divider and flipped over. Most shocking thing I ever seen in my whole life.
Multiple reports have identified the officer as 25-year-old Garmin Chen. Both passengers are expected to survive. One is reportedly a member of the FDNY. Illegal gun seizures are down in the city. The Post reports gun confiscations dropped 13% from last year to their lowest rate in 4 years. The NYPD data shows cops have removed nearly 4,000 guns, roughly 88 a week so far this year. Gun arrests are up 14% this year. Shootings and murders have also risen. Street stops were down to 11,000 last year compared to the height of stop and frisk when cops made more than 203,000 stops between January and March of 2012. Stop and frisk was ruled unconstitutional in 2013. We've got some interesting weather coming this way, Bill Dager.
We certainly do, Tanya. A system going up the eastern seaboard, a coastal storm, we'll call it, will bring us all sorts of weather here over the next 24 to 36 hours. Coastal flooding possible at times of high tide. Winter weather possible north and west of 287 for a time late tonight. The rest of us just seeing a windy, chilly rain out there. Ahead of it today, though, cloudy, blustery, cold, and dry. High 42. The rain and drizzle arrives late tonight, and it will be windy, low 38. If you're north and west of 287, there could be some patches of freezing rain late tonight into tomorrow morning that could make for some slippery travel. And then most of tomorrow, for all of us, a brisk and chilly rain, high 44. But then looking up Tuesday and Wednesday behind the storm, some sunshine returns, highs near 50 both days, and Thursday partly sunny and 52.